This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Saturday night baseball is around the corner from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Game 5 of the 6-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the host Myrtle Beach Pelicans, live on the South Carolina coast. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. A beautiful Saturday evening for some baseball in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm Andrew Chapman, and it's great to have you back with us tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. And the MILB First Pitch app. You can find the Myrtle Beach Pelicans broadcast as well in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Saturday night plans. The Woodpeckers find themselves deadlocked in this series with Myrtle Beach, 2 games apiece, the upper hand in the 6-game series on the line tonight. Over the first couple of nights, it was a well-pitched, low-scoring affair, and the Woodpeckers ended up on the winning side of both ball games to jump out to a 2-game lead in this series. They won 5-2 in the opener on Tuesday, pulled out a 3-1 win on Wednesday night, but the offense has really been absent over the last 2 days, an 11-4 loss on Thursday night, and yesterday the Woodpeckers were shut out for 2-0 in a well-pitched game. Edinson Bautista gave Fayetteville a quality start, 6 innings, allowed just 2 runs with 2 outs in the 6th inning after going scoreless the majority of the night. The Woodpeckers, though, were unable to cut into the slim 2-0 deficit. It was a combination of a few arms. Tyler Stevenson yesterday, Felix Souza Jr., and also the closer Angel Hernandez, who was able to close it down and shut out the Woodpeckers, the combined shutout, and the Pelicans able to even up this series entering tonight. Another good pitching matchup for you in this one. Right-hander Carlos Calderon, 2-3 record, 4.06 ERA, will be on the slab for the Woodpeckers, and he'll oppose a right-hander in Porter Hodge with a 4-2 record and 3.18 ERA. First pitch coming up at 6:05 here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We have the starting lineups for you and more numbers on the starting pitchers when the pregame show continues in a moment right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
Around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay 3-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
We're just about ready for a beautiful night. Sunny skies above our head in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Best day of the week so far. And this series is waiting for somebody to take the upper hand in it. Jackson Hallmark climbs into the right side and starts it out for the Woodpeckers. The very first pitch is out, and it's an inside fastball that Hallmark check swings through. He went too far, and he starts in a no ball and one strike count. Jackson Hallmark will be followed by Leo Stanley Molina and then Joey Loperfido, the top three in the Woodpeckers' order tonight. Here's the wind and pitch from Porter Hodge. It's a low and outside corner fastball called strike two by Juan Gomez, the home plate umpire. Middle three features Logan Cerny, Miguel Palm, and Cody Orr, and the 7-9 batters are Rainier Rivas, Yuri Ramirez, and Freddy Guillamo. The 0-2 from Hodge. Hallmark foul tips a slider off of Hearn behind the plate. And he can't corral it, so Hallmark will stay alive. Porter Hodge, starting pitcher for these Pelicans with a 4-2 record, 3.18 ERA, 16 starts this year. Every appearance for him has been a start, this being his 17th. 65 innings of work in 2022 is his 0-2 swing and a miss from Hallmark. A slider strikes him out. And that's how we record our first out of the ballgame. A Hallmark strikeout. Leo Stanley Molina is coming up. 65 innings of work this season for Porter Hodge. He has given up 23 earned runs to go along with 37 walks and 80 total strikeouts. First pitch to Molina. Slider gets him swinging and missing. 0-1. Five straight pitches in the zone for Porter Hodge to begin his night. And now the 0-1. Molina swings at another slider. Foul tips it off of Hearn behind the plate. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers shortstop. Woodpeckers are back in the road grays today. The gray tops, the black belts, gray pants, the black pinstripe going down the side of the leg. It is that 1918 uniform with the black numbers, the 1918 on the left sleeve, the black batting helmets, and Leo Molina wears the high black socks today with a big white shin guard on his left leg. High fastball runs it to 1-2. Hodge working quick, misses upstairs again with another heater. And it's two balls and two strikes on Leo Stanley Molina. Leo's batting .218 on the year, playing in his 77th game. He has five home runs and 26 driven in. A slider on the low outside corner is called strike three. Molina didn't like that call by Juan Gomez. But it's back-to-back strikeouts to begin the day for Porter Hodge. And now lefty Joey Loperfido digs in. Porter Hodge is a big guy. He stands 6'4", and he's 230 pounds. He's 21 years old and originally from Salt Lake City, Utah. Swinging a line drive, hit on one hop out to short. Kevin Madej fields. His throw is low to first, and Workington can't pull it in. It popped out of the webbing of the Myrtle Beach first baseman. Madej has to make a better throw on that ball, but at the same time, that is one that a first baseman has to pick. It didn't short hop Workington. I think it even made it to him on a fly, and now he's called for time, and he's relacing his gloves. So I don't know if the ball went through the webbing. That's a possibility, because it looks like Workington is relacing the whole glove right now. Instead of asking for a new one, he's going to try and repair it. He's called for time. And Joey Loperfido catches a break on what will likely be scored as an E6, but we'll wait for the official ruling to come in. Again, it was a low ball towards the dirt, but Workington didn't even have to stretch for it. That's one he's probably has to corral as a first baseman. And it gives Logan Cerny a chance to hit in this opening inning. Logan Cerny, the day off yesterday, was 0-for-4 in his last game, played on Thursday night. And a first pitch fastball touches the low outside corner of the zone, 95 from Porter Hodge. And the count is 0-1. Logan Cerny is batting .248, a team-leading 14 home runs, and he's looking for RBI number 50. He has 49 of them. A slider misses low and outside. He didn't go. And the count is 1-1. Cerny with 12 doubles and 4 triples this year, and a team-leading 28 stolen bases. He's struck out 95 times, walked 37 times. A pickoff throw over to first, and the base umpire Chris Jenke says that Loperfido is safe. The two-man umpiring crew tonight in the black ball caps, the black umpire polos, and the gray pants. Middle infield straight up, third baseman Triantos guarding the line, and a fastball gets away from Hodge and misses up and away. Porter Hodge, he was drafted by the Cubs in 2019 in the 13th round with pick number 25 of that 13th round. They managed to sign him out of high school in Salt Lake City, Utah, Cottonwood High School, and Logan Cerny swings and misses at a fastball. He'll be in an even 2-ball, 2-strike count. Official scoring decision on the Loperfido play has it as a missed catch here, so they are going to give it to Matt Workington, and I won't disagree with that. Here's the 2-2, and Cerny swings at a slider down and away. It was picked by Hearn before hitting the dirt, and Porter Hodge strikes out 3 in the opening inning today. Strands Loperfido down at first base. Carlos Calderon is going to the mound for the Woodpeckers for the first time. When we return, he'll face Mora, Madej, and Triantos, top 3 in the Myrtle Beach lineup card. We have the rest of the starting nine as well. When we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, just underway from Myrtle Beach.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back to Pelicans Ballpark. It's the bottom of the first inning of our Saturday night contest. Carlos Calderon, the Fayetteville starting pitcher, throws his first pitch of the night and misses down and away to the Myrtle Beach leadoff man, second baseman Juan Mora. Calderon, the wind and delivery. The 1-0 is a slider inside, called to strike, 1-1. Carlos Calderon stepping up to the mound tonight in his 17th appearance and making his 8th start of the year. 2-3 record and a 4.06 ERA. Fastball up high, and it's 2-1 on Mora. 64 and a third total innings of work for Calderon. Second most innings pitched on the team behind only Edinson Bautista, who passed him up yesterday in the quality start. 2-1 home. Mora takes low. That was the changeup from Calderon. 3-1. He's allowed 29 earned runs this year. He's really limited base hits as well. He's only given up 42 hits over the 64 and a third. The walks a little higher than he'd like, 37 of those. But 72 strikeouts are second most on the team as well, behind only Alex Santos. And that's a fastball outside. Ball four to Mora. Five-pitch walk to put the Myrtle Beach leadoff man aboard. And it brings up Kevin Made. James Triantos is on deck. He is the three-hitter. Kevin Alcantara, the leading RBI man in the Carolina League. He is the Myrtle Beach cleanup hitter. And Ezekiel Pagan is the lefty batting fifth. Josue Uma is the DH sixth. Now Kevin Made hits one out to left center field. Cerny drifting to his right on it. Gets into the left center alleyway and makes a catch. Made put a charge into that one, but falls short of the warning track. Fly out for the first out of the first, and Triantos coming up. Rest of the lineup for the Pelicans features Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder in the seventh spot. Matt Workington will bat eighth, and the catcher, Ethan Hearn, at the bottom of the lineup, as he has been for most of the series. So here is James Triantos, and the first pitch to him is a ground ball hit towards third. Diving backhanded stop by Hallmark, gets to his feet, rolls one over to first, and it's not in time. That throw by Hallmark across the diamond actually skipped off the back of the mound. It killed off a lot of the momentum of that throw. Then it rolled in the grass towards first, and Triantos able to beat it out. But Jackson Hallmark made a tremendous diving backhanded grab along that foul line and saved extra bases on a ball that would have tucked itself into the left field corner. Instead of a run potentially scoring, Hallmark at least able to keep it at first and second for the cleanup man, Kevin Alcantara. And here's the first pitch to Alcantara. It's a fastball strike on the outside corner. He thought it was well too far outside. 0-1 on Alcantara. 59 RBIs, included an RBI single yesterday, the most in the Carolina League. Center cut fastball, runs it to 0-2. A set at the belt, Calderon looks to second, throws home, and a line drive is hit out into left center field. Rivas going to his left, he cuts it off in the alleyway. It's another fly ball to left center that dies and is turns into a routine catch for a Fayetteville outfielder. And now it's Ezekiel Pagan. These are the same three hitters, Triantos, Alcantara, and Pagan, the 3, 4, and 5, who were able to give Myrtle Beach their two runs yesterday in the bottom of the sixth inning against Edinson Bautista. It was a Triantos double, an Alcantara RBI single, and then Ezekiel Pagan made it 2-0 with an RBI double of his own into right center field. Fastball down and in. Starts the count at 1-0. Mora off of second. Triantos on his infield single stands at first. No score in this bottom one. Two away in the pitch. Inside, nearly hit Pagan. Came in on his knees, and he had to scoot out of the way. Pelicans are in a navy blue uniform today. They have all sorts of different colors available in the wardrobe. I think they've worn a different uniform in every game of this series. A navy blue uni on today. Pelicans in white cursive script across the chest. Big white numbers on the backs of those unis. They wear navy blue batting helmets to go along with the white pants and a red pinstripe going down the side of the pant leg. Three balls and no strikes. Here it comes. And it's a fastball in that outside corner. A comeback pitch for Calderon to get it to 3-1. Ezekiel Pagan, he has a sky blue arm sleeve going down the left arm. And it complements that navy blue uniform well. The 3-1 pitch is a get-me-over changeup to fill it up. 3-2. Looked like the take sign was on for Pagan. You know, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans used to be an Atlanta Braves affiliate, and their color scheme tonight almost suits Atlanta a little bit more than their current affiliate, Chicago, the Cubs. 3-2 payoff pitch with the runners on the move, and a foul ball is hit into the screen. Everybody, Ezekiel Pagán is one of the top hitters in the Carolina League this year. He's at an impressive 298 across 67 games. 3-2 payoff pitch again from Calderon. It misses high, and that's ball four. His second walk of the inning, and the bases are loaded up for the Pelicans in the bottom of the first. Mora goes to third. James Triantos strolls along to second base, and Pagán is aboard. That's something Pagán has been able to do well this season. He has 28 walks now to 37 strikeouts. And the first pitch to Josue Uma is ripped on a line foul. That got over the right field netting. Uma, the sixth hitter. Quickly around the diamond for Fayetteville today, you have Rainier Rivas in left, who's made a play in the inning. Logan Cerny as well. He is in center. And Cody Orr is the right fielder. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And Uma takes a up and away fastball for ball one. Jackson Hallmark, he is at third. Leo Sandy Molina back over at short today. He was at second yesterday. Joey Loperfido takes over at second base tonight. Freddie Guillamo has started first, and Miguel Palma is the catcher. Now here's a two-hopper. Hit behind the first base bag for Freddie Guillamo. He brings it into the belt, runs it over to the bag himself, and Carlos Calderon walks himself out of the bases loaded spot. He gives up two free passes and a base hit, but no runs allowed. Three left on, no errors for Fayetteville. And through one inning tonight in Myrtle Beach, it's the Woodpeckers nothing and the Pelicans nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
top of the second inning begins with right-handed hitting Miguel Palma stepping in against right-handed starter Porter Hodge, and a first pitch fastball knee level on the inside is called for strike one. Miguel Palma, Cody Orr, and then Rainier Rivas. The 5-7 will face Hodge in this top two. Hodge struck out all three outs in the first inning, did give up a base runner on an E3, an error, missed catch error by his first baseman Workington. 1-1 pitch to Palma is a slider that starts to the inside and darts to the middle. That is a perfectly placed sweeping slider by Hodge, and the Woodpeckers are trying to figure out that big breaker to start the game. Goes back to the slider, missed very far outside, and it levels at 2-2. 4-pitch repertoire for Porter Hodge, 4-seam fastball, the slider, curve, and changeup. Now a pop-up that drifts over into first base foul territory all the way over to the extended warning track. Workington makes the catch on the railing of his own dugout. One away for Cody Orr. The Woodpeckers at 6 overall. They are 6-12 in the second half of play. That is tied for the bottom spot in the Carolina League South Division with the Augusta Green Jackets, who are also out to a 6-12 start over their first 18 games. Low and away slider to Cody Orr. Here's the next pitch. It's a high fastball to run it to 2-0. Meanwhile, the Pelicans, winners of two in a row in this series, are back up to above 500 in the second half, 10-9 overall record. And in the combined season, they're 57-28. Fastball located for a strike, and Hodge gets to 2-1 on Orv, working very fast. He delivers, and a slider is fouled back into the screen. Back to even at 2-2. Cody Orr yesterday was batting leadoff and finished 0-3 with three strikeouts. Did reach on a hit by pitch and stole a base. Two ball, two strike offering is a little bit high. A fastball at 96 miles an hour from Hodge. So a full count on Orr. Second baseman Mora a little bit towards the middle. The payoff pitch is called strike three on the outside, and Juan Gomez has really stretched his zone to the outside corner of the plate against right-handed hitters. Cody Orr doesn't argue, but you can tell by his body language that he thought he should have been going to first. Porter Hodge has struck out four of the first six Woodpeckers hitters he has faced, and now he goes up against left-hander Rainier Rivas. First pitch swinging, a foul ball up above his own on-deck circle where Yuri Ramirez awaits. Rainier Rivas was out of the lineup yesterday, so he's coming in fresh tonight. He's walking back to the dugout right now, and I think he might have splintered the handle of the bat. No, he didn't. He just wants that aerosol can that has pine tar spray in it, and he sprays up the upper handle of that bat and walks back to the home plate area. Needed a little bit of extra grip. He might have taken that one out of the box. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Even things at 1-1. Rainier Rivas on the season batting 171. He's playing in his 30th Carolina League game. He swings and lifts a high fly ball out to the left, but that will sail foul over the beach area. That foul ball had home run distance behind it, but way out there beyond the beach and foul line. 315, the measurement to straightaway left field, and 328 out to right. The 1-2 pitch, and Rivas bounces one foul. Rainier does have one home run this week. It was a solo home run that gave the Woodpeckers a 3-2 lead on Wednesday in the seventh inning. He hit it over the right center field wall, his fourth of the year, the 1-2. And he spoils away a slider, hits it down the stairwell of the Myrtle Beach dugout. Two balls and two strikes on Rivas. Rivas, the 21-year-old from Maracaibo in Venezuela, takes low. Two balls and two strikes. Hodge, the wine, the pitch. And Rivas, a line drive foul into the netting above the dugout. Good little battle being put together by Rivas here. Yesterday, the pest in the lineup was Jackson Hallmark. He worked deep counts in pretty much every at-bat. Woodpeckers still looking for their first base hit against Hodge. He'll try it again. A 2-2 to Rivas. And here's a bouncing ball hit towards third. Moving to his right is Triantos. He backhands deep on the diamond, and his throw to first is wild. It pulls Workington way off of that first base bag. He has to go and field it just to stop it from going to the rain tarp. And a well-placed bouncing ball the opposite way for Rainier Rivas. We'll earn him a two-out infield single. He went 1-for-4 in his last game on Thursday, and he'll start 1-for-1 tonight. So DH for the Woodpeckers. First pitch is high and tight, almost grazed him on the top of the hand. 94, that'll get you a little uncomfortable to begin an AB. 1-0 on Yuris Ramirez. The pitch, high fastball again. Two balls and no strikes. Yuris Ramirez, he's batting 186 with six home runs and 19 driven in. 19 walks to 77 strikeouts, the on-base average at an even 300. Elevated fastball again, and that's been the spot where Hodge has been missing. Two away, Rivas, a short lead off of first, being held on by Workington, and the 3-0 is swung on and missed by Ramirez. He did have the green light. And he got another high fastball. And that measured 92, so Porter Hodge might have laid off a little bit on that one, reeled back and sacrificed some velocity for better location. Time called by Ramirez. He wants to reset. On deck is Freddy Guillamo. If Ramirez can extend the inning here, the 3-1 home. And it's up and in. That is a walk. The first walk drawn by a Woodpecker tonight. Renny Arribas makes his stroll to second base. And there's two runners on for Freddy Guillamo. See what Fayetteville can do with multiple base runners today. That is what sold them short yesterday in the 2-0 loss. They left six runners on throughout the game. They went 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and five of the six base runners were left in scoring position. So despite the good pitching by three separate Myrtle Beach arms, Fayetteville was finding different ways to put men on, just couldn't get base hits with them aboard. And the Woodpeckers' offense in the month of July is, average-wise, one of the struggling ball clubs in the Carolina League. They come into tonight batting a combined 171 as a team in July. That is it. Now, they have had to face some difficult pitching staffs over the last couple of weeks. Down East has some of the best numbers, a club the Woodpeckers faced last week at home, and now you go up against one of the best teams in all of the minors on the pitching front, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So it is tough to come up with those clutch hits, if you want to call them that. Fastball up and in on Guillamo. There was a meeting on the mound with Hearn, so you haven't missed anything. 1-0 on Guillamo. Here's the pitch. Slider inside. That backs him away. And it's 2-0. Single, walk, and now Guillamo hitting with two on base and two outs in the top of the second. And here is the pitch. A strike called on the low outside edge. That was the location that was working for Hodge, his first inning of work. He was feeding the Woodpeckers outside fastballs, and Juan Gomez has shown consistently tonight that he's going to call that pitch away from a righty. And now the 2-1 is foul tipped off of Hearn's mask. Stays even on Guillamo. Two balls, two strikes. Freddy Guillamo is batting 132 over 46 games with five home runs and 13 driven in. He swings and misses at a slider down in the dirt. Hearn picks it up, tags out Guillamo, and the inning comes to a close. So two runners left on for Fayetteville, Rivas and Ramirez unable to come around, and we still have no score going to the bottom of the second inning when we return to Pelicans Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 700 facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the second inning, and Carlos Calderon is back on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Josue Uma was the final out of the first, and Jacob Wetzel leads it off. A knee-high fastball is called strike one. Wetzel, the lefty, with a open stance, keeps those feet pretty close, though. He doesn't really distance them much, but has that right leg way open compared to his back left foot. Pitch was down and inside, a slider by Calderon, even one and one. Here comes the wind, and pitch home. Outside corner changeup. And he didn't call it. 2-1. John Kovalik asking if that pitch was outside. He's the Fayetteville pitching coach on the top stair of the dugout. The 2-1 offering. That is outside, clearly. Fastball. Three balls and one strike. Last pitched at home against the Downeast Wood Ducks. That was on July 10th, and he went four innings in that game and did not give up an earned run. He did allow one unearned run. 3-1 offering, and Wetzel fouls it off into the third base seats. Full count on Wetzel, the seven hitter. Matt Workington and Ethan Hearn will get a chance to face Calderon for the first time in this inning as well. The long look into Palma. The target is set up and outside. And a 3-2 coming home. It's a slider down and in. Jacob Wetzel draws a leadoff walk. That's already the third walk given up by Calderon over his first seven batters faced. And now it's Matt Workington. Workington, a right-handed hitter. He is the Myrtle Beach first baseman. Big guy. Workington stands 6'6", and he is 250 pounds. Originally from Windsor in Ontario, Canada. Here's the 1-0, and a line drive is hit up the middle, and that'll get into center field. Logan Cerny over to pick it up. It's a single for Workington. Wetzel stops at second. The first two runners are on in this inning against Carlos Calderon.
Next up for the third
is the catcher, number 6, Ethan Hearn. The catcher, a nine hitter, will bat, and hopefully Calderon is feeling comfortable out of the stretch tonight because he has not spent much time in the lineup, in the windup. Juan Mora led off the first inning with a walk. Wetzel led off the second inning with a walk. So Calderon has been having to work with base runners on pretty much all evening. And we're only at the start of the bottom of the second. Still nobody out. Calderon has given up three walks to the first eight hitters. And the 1-0 is dumped foul into the net by Ethan Hearn. And the count is 1-1. Ethan Hearn is originally from Mobile, Alabama, 21 years old and a sixth-round draft selection out of high school in Mobile, going back to the 2019 first-year player draft. The 1-1 pitch inside. Count is 2-1. Ethan Hearn on the series has combined to go 0-9. He's still looking for his first base hit, playing in his fourth game. And of his nine at-bats, he has struck out in six of them. Change up, low and away, and it's 3-1. Carlos Calderon in danger of walking another man and loading up the bases as he did in the first. Fortunately, he was able to get out of that first inning tight spot with a ground ball from Josue Uma, 3-assisted, and he stranded three runners. But bases loaded and nobody out would be a tough proposition here. 3-1, nowhere close, missed down and inside, and Carlos Calderon is dealing with some major command issues tonight. Wetzel goes to third. Matt Workington goes to second. Hearn now stands on first. And John Kovalik, the Woodpeckers pitching coach, is walking out to the mound to have a chat with his starter. We mentioned at the top of the broadcast how the walks have been a little bit of an issue for Calderon this season. 37 walks over 64 and a third total innings, but four walks first time through a lineup is something that we have not seen from Carlos really all year long. on a few different occasions, four separate times to be exact. Calderon has walked four batters across an entire appearance, but walking four. And the first time through the lineup is something he has not done all year long. Top of the Myrtle Beach lineup card bats for his second time. It is Juan Mora. He walked in the first. Now bats with the bases loaded and nobody out. The first pitch his way is a low and away fastball, ball one. Yesterday we were scoreless until the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Is hit on a line deep to left. That's hooking towards the pole. A foul ball. Just to the left of that 315-foot marker. Juan Mora got a breaking ball that was left in the top of the strike zone, and Calderon fortunate to see that one hook foul. The count is 1-1 on Mora, who does have a home run this week. He hit it in the opener on Tuesday. It was his fifth home run of the season, a solo home run. The one ball, one strike pitch is a slider that breaks to the outside corner and is called strike two. Not often that a leadoff man gets to hit in these types of spots with the bases loaded. But here is Mora with a couple of dangerous hitters in Mate and Trianto standing on deck. Now a bouncing ball that gets up the middle. It's backhanded by Loperfido. He flips to second. Molina covering the bag, gets the out, but a run scores. Wetzel makes it home from third. And Myrtle Beach is on the board 1-0. Workington gets to third base. Hearn is the runner out at second. And for Juan Mora, it'll be an RBI fielder's choice. Runners now stand on the corners with one gone. And Kevin Mate steps into the right side. Mate barreled one up and flied out to deep center field back in the first. Here's the first pitch to him, and he bounces one shallow to third. Hallmark Fields on the grass. He goes to the plate, and Palma applies the tag on Workington sliding in, and he is out. That was perfectly played by Hallmark at third, playing shallow. He got a soft bouncer his way, and the script was written for him. Come forward on it, go to the plate. Workington moving on first contact, and the throw beat him sliding in by plenty. Palma making sure he secured it. Brought it in with two hands, kept his hand on the baseball and the glove so it couldn't be jarred loose. And that's a big second out for Calderon. Mora goes to second base. Kevin Mate, a fielder's choice, and now James Triantos takes ball one, a slider low and away. Now Carlos Calderon can get out of this second inning with just one run given up. That would be a success on his part, and you would hope shift a little bit of momentum back to him. Considering it was bases loaded and nobody out, the 1-0 home is the changeup blown outside. Two balls and no strikes. The count to Triantos. Triantos singled on a infield ground ball towards Jackson Hallmark in the first. He made a diving backhanded stop on it behind the third base bag, but couldn't get a throw over in time. Slider drifts too far outside, and Triantos is in front. Three balls and no strikes. Carlos Calderon has never walked five in a game, but now he has. A fastball misses down and away. Four pitch walk to Triantos. And the third walk given up by Calderon in this second inning. Kevin Alcantara, the top RBI man in the Carolina League, who bats with the bases loaded up. First pitch coming to him. And he swings and hits a slow roller along first, but it trickles foul. that was hanging out on the chalk line for a moment, but had a little bit of side spin to it. It goes foul. Yesterday, Alcantara opened the scoring, broke up a deadlocked game in the bottom of the sixth inning with an RBI single into center field. Needs one more RBI to become the first man in the Carolina League to touch the 60 RBI mark. Here's the wind and 0-1 pitch. And it's a bouncing ball hit past the mound. Diving backhanded stop by Loperfido. And he doesn't have a throw anywhere, but he saved a run. Man does score. Mora in from third. It's now 2-0 Pelicans, but it could have been 3-0 had Loperfido not been able to backhand that roller and prevent it from going into center field. There's RBI number 60 of the year for Alcantara. RBI infield single. The bases are still loaded. Made at third, Triantos at second, and Alcantara stands at first. Here's the first one to Pagan, and he swings and misses at a changeup. And a balk has been called. A balk before Calderon came home. And that'll bring in another run. Kevin Made is granted home plate. James Triantos goes to third and Alcantara to second base. Three nothing Pelicans. Now an open base on first, two in scoring position. And Joe Thon is coming out of the dugout to talk with Juan Mora. And he's bringing Chris Jenke in on the conversation document. I think he was asking questions from the dugout. The umpiring crew wasn't paying too much attention to him, so now he's walked out of the dugout to get a clarification on what the balk was. You got to be honest, it didn't seem like Calderon quick pitched Pagan in any way. It looked like he came set and brief. It wasn't a long set, but long enough to not be called for a balk, and whatever the explanation is that Joe Thon has just received, he seems content with it, and he's walking back to the dugout. It didn't seem as though he tried to go back and forth with the umpiring crew, got the explanation, and went back to the dugout. So now we resume with Pagan still in a nothing-nothing count. Here's the pitch. And he hits a ball off of Calderon's leg. It ricochets towards Guillamo. Guillamo picks up, hustles to first, and gets the out in time. Pagan slams his helmet. Calderon gives up three runs and leaves the inning with a bruise on his leg. Hopefully he'll be okay. The Woodpeckers end up leaving two in scoring position in that inning, but Myrtle Beach strikes with three runs as we go to the third. 3-0 the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Jackson Hallmark leads off the top of the third inning for the Woodpeckers in a first pitch slider from Porter Hodge clips the outside corner, and it is 0-1 on Hallmark. 8 Myrtle Beach Pelicans step to the plate in the bottom of the second inning against Carlos Calderon. They score 3 runs. He did manage to leave 2 in scoring position. So it wasn't a monumental inning, but still a 3-run advantage is tough to overcome against a talented Pelicans pitching staff, and Hallmark is behind now 1-2. Here's the pitch from Hodge. It's a slider too far outside. 2-ball and 2-strike count on Hallmark. Hallmark struck out against Hodge on a fastball in the first. The break even is lined foul into the screen above the first base dugout. Stays where it is at 2-2. The Woodpeckers have just 1 base hit against Hodge over the first 2 innings. A Rainier Rivas infield single in the second. 2-2 to Hallmark is a slider that dives low and away. 3-ball and 2-strike count on Hallmark. Leo's Danny Molina and Joey Loperfido are the batters that will also get a chance in this third inning. The payoff is low, and Jackson Hallmark draws a walk. Fourth straight game in this series that Hallmark has been able to reach base. He hit the home runs on Wednesday and Thursday, was 1-for-3 yesterday with a single. His good series has given him the opportunity to hit at the very top of the Woodpeckers' order as the leadoff man, and now steps into the right side. The Fayetteville shortstop struck out looking on an outside corner slider back in the first, and he spoils the first pitch off, and it's 0-1. Some shadows starting to consume the home plate circle, but Porter Hodge on the mound, his tall 6'4" frame is still in sun. The 0-1, high outside corner fastball, and it is 0-2. Middle infield is at double play depth, and James Triantos, he guards the third base line. Outfield straight up against Molina as well. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Molina strikes out on a foul tip. High fastball, but Hearn holds on to it. That's now 6 strikeouts for Porter Hodge to go along with his 2 walks. There's 1 out in the top of the third. Hallmark standing on first base, and Joey Loperfido striding into the left side. And the first pitch out of the stretch from Hodge is a outside and high fastball. 94 miles an hour. 1-ball and 0-strikes. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called to strike. 1-ball and 1-strike on Joey Loperfido. In this series, Loperfido is now 3-for-16 with a home run, a double, along with a run and RBI, just 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. He reached on a missed catch error by the first baseman Workington back in the first. After a couple of bluff steals by Hallmark, Hodge throws over to check up on him. He dives back in safely. The 1-1, Hallmark on the move. Here comes the throw, and it's offline. A one-hopper kicks off of Made covering the bag, and Mora able to back it up before it ricochets into shit. Hallmark has a stolen base. So Porter Hodge picked over, and Jackson Hallmark thinking, don't believe this guy's going to pick over a second straight time, and he guessed right. Jackson Hallmark gets into scoring position. That was a very low throw by Hearn. He just didn't have the release point right, and it kind of rolled up on Made. It touched the grass before it got to the second base bag. 2-ball, 1-strike pitch to Loperfido. And it is a inside slider called strike 2. That stolen base for Jackson Hallmark is his 20th, I think it is his 16th of the year. Now Loperfido swings and hits one over to second base, moving to his right, Mora. He backhands it, pops to his feet, and throws over to first. A nice sliding field job there by Mora to retire Loperfido, but Hallmark makes it safe down to third base. And now Logan Cerny gets to bat. Cerny's first pitch is a slider below the zone. And the count is 1-0. Logan Cerny struck out swinging on a high fastball, ending the top of the first. Holds the hands on a low fastball, but that's called a strike by Mora. And the count evens at 1-1. 3-0 Pelicans in this top of the third. There's two away, and Hallmark standing on third. Three runs coming home in that second inning on an RBI fielder's choice and an RBI single along with a balk. 1-1, and Cerny swings underneath the high fastball. One and two count. Fayetteville left two runners on in the second, trying to lead out of the dirt. Cerny swings and misses, and Hearn applies the tag to end the inning. Another runner left stranded in scoring position. The theme from Friday night has unfortunately carried over into the early stages of Saturday. 3-0 Pelicans as we go to the bottom of the third on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. One of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Carlos Calderon had a tough second inning, but he's made a Josue Uma to begin the bottom of the third inning, and his first pitch is a low and outside fastball for ball one. Eight batters stepped to the plate for Myrtle Beach in that second. Three runs crossed, and we stand at a 3-0 score. Change up on the outside corner, located well, and it's 1-1. Uma grounded out to first baseman Freddie Guillamo in the first inning, and it is 0-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it's a changeup again by Calderon. It finds its spot, 1-2. The walks have been an issue for Carlos. He doesn't have a strikeout yet, and he's walked five Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty. The pitch to Uma is fouled off the inside of his right foot. Ouch. And he goes down to a knee for a moment before standing back up. Doesn't look like he wears a guard on either ankle or either foot, which is a rarity nowadays in the game. Just about every hitter has some form of gear. The 1-2 home, and it's an up and away fastball. Count steadies at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elsewhere in the Carolinas tonight, you have Columbia and Down East playing out in Kinston, North Carolina. 2-2 home, and a bouncing ball, one hop right back to the mound. Calderon fields it to his glove hand side towards first, and he runs over to first base under hands and completes the out. First time tonight that Carlos Calderon has retired the leadoff hitter in an inning. He started the first and second innings with walks, so perhaps a little bit of momentum now that he's gotten that first man retired. And Jacob Wetzel bats with the bases clear. Fastball on the inner half of the zone. It's called strike one. Down East leads 4-1 over the Columbia Fireflies midway through the seventh inning out at Granger Stadium. The 0-1 pitch is hit on the ground, left side, opposite way of the ship by Hallmark and by the dive of Molina. That's in a left center field. Rivas cuts it off, and Jacob Wetzel has a base hit. And Slider, the bat dog, makes his first appearance of the night. He comes up the steps of the dugout, goes to retrieve the bat of Jacob Wetzel, and brings it back down the stairwell of the Myrtle Beach dugout. Matt Workington is up, and his first pitch is popped up and onto the roof of Pelicans Ballpark. 0-1 on Workington. It is a great crowd on hand tonight. The entire lower bowl is filled, most of the upper seats as well. Wouldn't be surprised if they announce over 5,000 tonight for the first time this week. Had about 4,800 in the building yesterday for the Friday night ball game and some fireworks. Matt Workington in an 0-2 count. Calderon pitches and misses high on the outside corner. It's 1-2. No fireworks tonight, but we do have a show tomorrow. The Pelicans are doing a fireworks show leading into the four-day All-Star break. And a late game tomorrow, 6:30 on a Sunday. The 1-2 pitch. Foul tipped, and Palma squeezes it behind the plate. One hand came off the bat for Matt Workington, and he strikes out. That's the first strikeout for Carlos Calderon. He's been waiting a while for that one. That was the 17th batter he's faced in this game, Matt Workington, and Carlos Calderon finally puts a strikeout in the column. And the first one to Ethan Hearn, lefty catcher and nine hitter, is a low fastball in the dirt. 1-0 the count. Carolina is hosting Delmarva tonight in Zebulon, and the Mudcats lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by a 4-2 score in the top of the seventh inning. Kannapolis tied with Salem, 1-1 in the top of the fourth. They're playing in Salem, Virginia. Up and away fastball, 2-0 on Hearn. Meanwhile, you have Augusta up 3-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals from their home ballpark, SRP Park, in the top of the fourth. The second, it's an outside changeup. Here comes the throw down. Molina swipes a tag, and they get Wetzel sliding in. Quick hands by Molina. He dropped the tag, showed the baseball to the base umpire, Chris Jenke, and Miguel Palma throws out Wetzel to take Calderon out of the third. A scoreless inning. Calderon faces the minimum thanks to his catcher Palma for the first time tonight. And we'll head to the fourth inning. Our score, it's the Pelicans 3 and the Woodpeckers nothing on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB first pitch app.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game.
It's the top of the fourth inning in Myrtle Beach, and Miguel Palma takes a rip at the very first pitch. It's a deep line into the gap, and he can't get it. It's over his head, rolls onto the warning track. Miguel Palma hustling to second, and he has a leadoff double on the very first pitch of this fourth inning. just out of the reach of Wetzel, who had a long way to go from right field. He took one big lunge at it, but it got over his outstretched glove, and he was able to cut it off on the track right before it hit the base of the wall. Miguel Palma, looked like he got a slider up in the zone and a little bit to the outside, and he went the other way with it, as you should do as a hitter. So Cody Orr with a man on scoring position right away, and first pitch fastball is called a strike on the outside. Cody Orr shaking his head. No, he thinks the zone is way too wide tonight from Juan Gomez after he got caught looking on an outside third strike in the second. A look to second base, the 0-1 pitch, and Orr bounces one towards the mound. It's backhanded by Hodge. He looks to second, throws to first, and Workington bobbled another one. Unbelievable. Myrtle Beach first baseman Matt Workington is having some major issues with that glove tonight. That'll be his second missed catch error of the game, but none more egregious than that one. That was a pinpoint throw right to his chest, and the ball popped out of his mitt. Cody Orr will take it. It was played perfectly by Hodge. He looked the runner back to second base and zipped it right to his first baseman, who left him hanging. And now it's Rainier Rivas. Fastball down and on the inside corner. It's called a strike, 0-1. Only positive thing to come out of that for Porter Hodge is that the leading runner did not advance. The 0-1 home, and Rivas swings at a low fastball. He got just the end of the bat on it, but Hearn squeezes behind the plate, 0-2. Now you have the tying runner at the plate. Woodpeckers have left three runners stranded tonight, two in scoring position, and now they have a great opportunity. First time tonight, they put the swings and misses at a low slider, strikes out on three pitches. And now it's Yuris Ramirez. Belt high, set, and pitch, slider low. 1-0 on Yuris. Ramirez drew a walk in the second, one of two walks by Porter Hodge. Going along with the two walks, he has struck out seven Fayetteville Woodpeckers over three and a third. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball called a strike. Low outside edge, 1-1. Richard Gallardo, he was the big strikeout man of the series so far. Thursday night, over six innings of work, he struck out 13 Woodpeckers in a quality start. High fastball gets Yuri swinging and missing. 94 miles an hour from Hodge, and it's 1-2. Learned that 13 strikeouts fell just one shy of a Myrtle Beach franchise record that was set back in 2017. The 1-2 pitch struck him out. Fastball, and Yuris Ramirez goes down. Palma still holding at second base, and Cody Orr is over at first. Make it eight strikeouts now for Porter Hodge. And Freddie Guillamo will try and do something with two aboard. Fastball in the outside corner, just missed, 1-0. The eight strikeouts for Hodge have set a new season high. On three separate occasions this year, he had K'd seven batters in a game. But tonight, he is rolling, and he gets Guillamo to swing at a fastball, 94, a little low and away, and it's 1-1. Palma and Orr looking for a chance to get moving. 3-0 Myrtle Beach, the 1-1. And Guillamo checks his swing on an out today. Appeal, Chris Jahnke says he went too far. It's a one-ball, two-strike count. Hodge struck out seven Charleston River Dogs in his first July appearance, July 3rd. Took him four innings to do that. Tonight he's looking for strikeout number nine over four. The 1-2 pitch, down and outside. Two balls and two strikes. He also struck out seven Carolina Mudcats on June 10th. And the first time he K'd seven batters was on May 24th against Augusta on the road. Wanting to make it 2-2 on Guillamo with two away and two on base. The pitch, high slider, fills the count, 3-2. Freddie Guillamo was one of those eight strikeout victims. He went down swinging to end the second inning. Trying to avoid striking out and ending the fourth. 3-2 with two outs. The runners are moving, and the pitch comes home. It is called strike three on the low outside corner, and Porter Hodge strikes out three in a row after the Woodpeckers put the first two men on base. Five runners left on tonight by Fayetteville, make it six runners, actually, over four innings, and it's 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It's the bottom of the fourth inning in Myrtle Beach, and Ethan Hearn leads it off. The lefty catcher, the first pitch his way, is a inside fastball called a strike. Carlos Calderon returns for the fourth inning. He faced the minimum in the third thanks to a little help from his catcher, Miguel Palma, who threw out Jacob Wetzel trying to steal second base for the final out of the inning. Hearn was at the plate, so had the bat taken out of his hands, and now he gets to step back up. Changeup was low, and it's 1-1. Hearn drew a walk in the second, five walks tonight for Calderon, and one strikeout. The 1-1 pitch is a changeup over the outside, and it is 1-2. No runs, two hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Three runs, four hits, two errors, both errors by the Myrtle Beach first baseman Workington, but the Woodpeckers have been unable to take advantage. They've already left six runners on base tonight. You go to yesterday, and it's 12 runners left on. Over the last two nights, pitches up and outside, a check swing, and on the appeal, Chris Jenke says that Hearn held up. Two balls and two strikes is the count. Hearn still a combined 0-for-9 with six strikeouts in the second. Was the first time he had reached base in this series, and now he goes down to get a changeup, flies it deep left field. Rivas drifting back on it, base to the wall, leaps at the last moment, and makes the catch. He had his glove right at the top of the wall, a short fence out there and left. Rivas is capable of going up and over that wall. I don't think he robbed a home run, but that ball was going to hit right off the top of the wall, and Rivas drifting on a back pedal, able to bring it in for the first out. Ethan Hearn hit it about as deep as you can without getting a home run. And now Juan Mora, Myrtle Beach one hitter, bats for a third time. And a first pitch changeup hangs around his knees, and it's called strike one. Infield straight up against Mora. Here's the pitch. And he yanks one foul on the ground over into the third base camera well. Calderon with a new sign from Palma. His wind and 0-2 pitch is a little low. One ball, two strikes on Juan Mora. Calderon, that slow step back and the pause and the pitch outside fastball. Almost looks like Calderon has slowed down that windup more than usual tonight. Like he's made an adjustment maybe during a recent bullpen session, and just looks a lot more methodical out there on the mound as he winds. A long pause, that leg kick, the 1-2, line drive hit beyond the reach of Hallmark at third, and this will tuck all the way into the left field corner. Rivas hustling over to grab it, and it gets underneath the fence out there. Gets stuck underneath the wall, and it'll be ruled an automatic double. So although Calderon has given up quite a few base runners tonight in a variety of ways, walks, singles, fielder's choices, he had yet to surrender an extra base hit until that double from Juan Mora. On top of that, the Pelicans have not hit a home run since Thursday night's ballgame. They went without one yesterday. And I actually take that back. They have not homered since Wednesday night's ballgame. It was 11-4 on Thursday, a lopsided game for the Pelicans, but 10 of their 11 hits in that one were singles. Last time they actually hit a home run was Wednesday night in the 3-1 Fayetteville win. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Kevin Mate, and it's down and inside. So while Fayetteville's given up a lot of singles, some walks, over the last few games, they've been able to keep Myrtle Beach without the long ball, and the Pelicans homer at just about the same rate as the Woodpeckers this season. Both of these teams have hit exactly 77 home runs in 2022, and that's tied for second in the Carolina League, behind only the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the top slugging team in the league. 2-1. And a fly ball is lifted out into short center. Cerny coming forward on it. He and Orr come together in right center field. Cerny ends up making the catch, but they briefly collided. And now Joe Thon is coming out of the dugout, and it looks like he's going to make a pitching change. A right-hander had been up and loosening out there in the Fayetteville bullpen. It looks like Palmer Wenzel, the sidearmer, will be scheduled to come in next. Carlos Calderon has his day cut a little short today. Pitch count, the ultimate ender for him. He throws 74 pitches before departing this ballgame after 3 2/3 innings. Mate flies out. Palmer Wenzel coming in base with two outs in this fourth, and the Pelicans leading 3-0 when we return. More on Palmer Wenzel, the new reliever. Palmer Wenzel is out on the mound to take over for Carlos Calderon, and he faces James Triantos, the Myrtle Beach three-hitter, with Juan Mora standing on second base. The very first pitch is a slider delivered from the side armor, Wenzel. And it's fouled off to make it an 0-1 count. James Trientos has singled and walked tonight both times. The 0-1 is hit past the mound. Coming forward is Loperfido up the middle. Fields in front of second base. Collects, throws, and gets it over in time to retire Trientos and end the inning. So Palmer Wenzel strands the inherited runner. And we go to the fifth inning. 3-0, Pelicans in front. To nothing to score. Myrtle Beach leading game five of this series. Upper hand in the series on the line tonight. Jackson Hallmark leads it off against new Myrtle Beach right-hander Yovani Cabrera. The 0-1 pitch is lifted by a Hallmark foul down the first base side and out of play. No ball and two strike count. Porter Hodge, he goes four scoreless in the start tonight. Will be ineligible for a winning decision going four, but sets a new season high with 9 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch is off the outside corner from Hallmark. It was 2 more strikeouts than any other game this season for Porter Hodge. The previous season high was 7. He gives up just the 2 Fayetteville base hits. And again, scoreless, and a slider misses up and inside. That was actually even over the head of Hallmark, and he had to duck out of the way. Yovani Cabrera makes his first appearance of this series, a 6'2" right-hander from Santiago, Dominican Republic. 2-2 break even. And Hallmark strikes out swinging. That's the 10th strikeout already for Fayetteville hitters. And now Leo's Danny Molina, who's 0-2 with 2 Ks, stepping in. The first pitch out of the wind from Cabrera is a fastball called strike on the outside corner. Infield, outfield, straight up against Molina. He pops it up down the first base side, and out of play it goes, 0-2. Most strikeouts in a game in this series was on Thursday night. Woodpeckers hitters K'd 17 times in that game. The season high in a game is 21. That was during an extra inning contest. The 0-2 pitch is popped out of play. It was a high slider. Now the 0-2. And Molina strikes out again. Slider below the zone. Got him waving. 0-3, three strikeouts for Molina. And two outs now in the fifth inning. Yovani Cabrera has an 0-1 record and a 7.71 ERA. He is a recent addition to the Myrtle Beach bullpen. This is his third appearance out of the bullpen. He's combined to go 2 1/3 this year, allowing two earned runs, three walks, and two strikeouts. Joey Loperfido, the lefty, looks at the first pitch outside. Next pitch, fastball yanked foul off the facing of the Woodpeckers dugout. 1-1. Loperfido is 0-2 today, now 3-17 in this series. He's reached on an error and grounded out to the second baseman, Mora. The 1-1. And he swings and misses at a fastball. Woodpeckers have struck out three times in an inning already, twice tonight, in the first and in the fourth. And they're trying to avoid doing it here in the fifth against Cabrera. He winds and throws the 1-2. Loperfido swings and hits a high fly, tailing towards the left field foul pole. Pagan going back all the way into the corner, and he makes the catch about 2 feet shy of the wall, and Loperfido just falls short of his seventh home run of the year. It's a 1-2-3 era, and halfway through our ball game tonight, the Pelicans lead 3-0. Well, the night short-lived for Palmer Wenzel. He serves as the bridge, getting the final out of the fourth and now turning the game over to Alex Santos out of the bullpen. Santos in his first pitch of the night to Kevin Alcantara is a slider that misses outside. The count is 1-0. The Pelicans with a 3-0 lead in this home fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Alcantara takes low. Two balls, no strikes. 83-mile-per-hour changeup from Santos on that one. Santos faces Alcantara, Pagan, and Uma in this fifth inning. And Alcantara swings and golfs one out into medium right center field. Cerny and Orr coming together. Orr takes control from right and puts the squeeze on for out number one. Next on the field, number five, Chase Pagan. Here's the switch hitter batting from the left side, Ezekiel Pagan, as he has all week long. His first pitch is swung on and fouled back and out of play. 0-1, the count on Pagan. Alex Santos last pitched on July 10th. He got the start against the Down East Wood Ducks, and it was a good one. He went five innings of one-run baseball, allowed just two hits to the Wood Ducks lineup, and struck out eight hitters to tie a season high, which he last did on April 21st. Pitch of the dirt to Pagan, and it's now 1-2. On the season, Santos leads the Woodpeckers in total strikeouts with 76. He's gone 61 and two-thirds innings, allowing 35 earned runs, 8 home runs, and 23 walks. Here's a line drive stroke to center. Cerny sprinting to his right and cuts it off in the gap. The speed from Logan Cerny helping him record that out. Santos keeping his outfield busy. Uma steps in. Santos has been a little bit unlucky as well when he's been out there on the mound. On the nights when he has pitched well and he's limited hits and runs, he hasn't been getting a lot of run support. And thus, an 0-8 record, his 8 losses are the most in the Carolina League this year. He enters in with a 5.14 ERA. A couple of outs here in the fifth will help him get it a little closer to 4. The territory he's hoping to live in by the end of tonight. And this is his 17th appearance of the year and his 7th out of the bullpen. Felix Stevens is entering into this game as a pinch hitter. They're replacing him with Uma, and he golfs one out to right field for Cody Orr. He's stationed in front of the warning track, didn't have too far to go, just a couple steps back and to his left. He makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Santos on 3 fly balls to the outfield. 5 innings are in the book tonight in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The 6th inning will be started by Cerny, Palma, and Orr, trailing 3-0. The top of the 6th inning is led off by Woodpeckers right-handed hitter and cleanup man Logan Cerny. He faces Yovani Cabrera, his 2nd inning of work after coming on in the 5th. And a first pitch slider bends to the middle. It's 0-1 on Cerny. Logan is 0-2, 2 strikeouts. The Woodpeckers have K'd 11 times over the first 5 innings of this game. The 0-1 spins him off of the plate, a getaway changeup. 2 balls and 1 strike. Alex Santos is entered into the game for the Woodpeckers, and he went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the 5th inning, got 3 straight flyouts. The 1-1, Cerny swings and grounds one left of the third base bag. That's a foul ball. And James Triantos might have caught a spike on the fringe of the grass. He's limping a little bit. He went over to try and backhand that ball. It looks like he'll be all right. No runs on 2 base hits for Fayetteville. A Yuris Ramirez make it a Rainier Rivas single in the 2nd, and a Miguel Palma double in the 4th. Now the 1-2 pitch. Cerny takes strike 3 on the outside corner. zone has been wide all night for Juan Gomez. I mean, call it what it is, it's a bad zone tonight. Surprised no Woodpeckers hitters have really laid into him yet, but Cerny sent Packin back to the dugout, and Miguel Palma gets into this one. He hits it deep out into left field, and this is a no-doubt home run. Get on out of here. The Woodpeckers hit a blast. Miguel Palma breaks up another shutout bid for the Pelicans. The board since Thursday night. Solo shot, and Pagan hardly even moved. 3-1, the new score on Miguel Palma's sixth home run of the year. Big night for Palma. He's now 2-for-3 with the double and the home run. Got an inside fastball, and he ripped it. Saw it well out of the hand, started the swing early. And we'll see if that gets a little juice now into the Woodpeckers lineup. Cody Orr, fastball down and away. Starts ahead 1-0. For Yovani Cabrera, that's the first home run he has given up in the Carolina League this year after starting the season out in Mesa, Arizona with the Cubs rookie team. He allowed just one home run over 12 and two-thirds innings while at the rookie ranks. And now Miguel Palma takes him deep. Cody Orr has reached on an error and struck out. He's ahead in the count 2-0. Here's the wind and pitch. Fouled back and out of play. It's 2-1. Now the 2-1 delivery. And a sword swing by Cody Orr. That was a fastball above the zone. He'd like to have that swing back. And from 2-0 ahead to even 2-2. Hearn shuffles through the signs. Cabrera covers his face with that blue-colored mitt. Throws a fastball by the swing of Orr. Strikes him out. And it brings up Rainier Rivas. With that strikeout, Cody Orr falls to 0-for-3. It also makes it six consecutive innings, every inning tonight, where the Woodpeckers have struck out multiple times. First pitch to Rivas is fouled back into the screen, and the count begins 0-1. Rivas managed to get on with a single in the second inning. A bouncing ball to the left side that James Triantos had a tough time getting over to. It was an infield base hit. Rivas the 0-1 outside, and it's 1-1. It's funny, the outside strike call that we mentioned from Juan Gomez, it's being called consistently tonight to right-handers, but not to lefties. Here's the 1-1, and Rivas foul tips off of Hearn, and the count is 1-2. At the very least, the Woodpeckers have put a run on the board. The solo home run by Miguel Palma. Along with being his sixth home run of the year, it is Palma's 28th RBI. The 1-2 pitch, and Rivas lines it foul into the netting. One and two with two outs and the bases empty in the Fayetteville sixth inning. And here comes the pitch from Cabrera. It is up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Middle infield playing deep against Rivas. And the 2-2 break even. Slider outside. 3-2, full count. A shake of the head from Cabrera. Now the nod, the motion, and payoff to Rivas. Is hit on a fly out to left. Angling back is Pagan, and he makes the catch before the warning track, ending the inning. For the Woodpeckers, get a run on the board. The Miguel Palma solo home run makes this game 3-1 Pels as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The bottom of the sixth inning is underway, and Jacob Wetzel tries to get crafty and bunt down the third baseline on the first pitch from Alex Santos, but it rolls foul. The count is 0-1. Jackson Hallmark was playing off of that third baseline and deep, so Wetzel thought he might have been able to bunt against the shift. Now, Hallmark will play it shallow towards the fringe of the grass. The 0-1 pitch coming in from Santos. All of the first base dugout. No ball, two strike count. Alex Santos worked a clean fifth inning. Went 1-2-3 against the Pelicans and got three flyouts. Two to right, one to center. Now the 0-2 wind and offer. Up and outside fastball. One ball and two strike count on Wetzel. Here's the pitch. And he shorted the plate. Missed with a changeup. 2-2. Wetzel has reached on a walk, scored one of the three Myrtle Beach runs. They lead 3-1. And then singled in the third and was caught stealing. Swings and misses. Alex Santos strikes him out with a fastball right down the gut. That's only the second strikeout tonight for Myrtle Beach hitters. It's been quite the opposite on the other side of the scorecard. The Woodpeckers have struck out 14 times in this game. They just recently got on the board in the top of the sixth inning on a Miguel Palma solo home run to left. Now Matt Workington, the hitter, and a first pitch fastball misses low. 1-0. Here it is. Workington bounces one softly past the mound towards short. Molina charging, fields on the grass, throws to first, and Guillamo scoops it on one hop with a backhand. Great play on both sides. Molina to charge and get a throw off. Freddie Guillamo looking like Freddie Freeman over at first with that nice backhanded pick. And now it's Ethan Hearn. Ethan Hearn 0-for-1 with a walk. And a first pitch fastball misses up and outside. It's 1-0. Three runs on five Myrtle Beach base hits. Four singles and a double. The double by Juan Mora in the fourth inning. Hearn swings through a Santos fastball. One strike count on the nine hitter and catcher. Hearn 0-for-10 in the series. And he hits a line drive foul to the right of that first base line. Santos ahead, 1-2, and he's trying to retire the first six batters he faces tonight. Brief stoppage. Took a moment to shag that foul ball and throw it into the crowd. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty. The pitch to Hearn is a low changeup. It kicks away from Palma. And levels the count at 2-2 on Hearn. Two away, bases empty. As we go to the seventh, Ramirez, Guillamo, and Hallmark will be scheduled to hit at the 2-2 now. And a ground ball. This is hit well. Over to second base. Loperfido goes into a slide to try and corral it, but it kicks off the fringe of the grass and skips over him for what will likely be a base hit, but we'll wait for the official scoring decision to come down. So Pelicans get a two-out base runner for Ethan Hearn. He'll hope it goes down as a hit and be his first base hit of this series. And not the first Fayetteville error of the night. Juan Mora now hits for a fourth time at the top of the Myrtle Beach lineup card. Stroked a double into right center field back in the fourth inning, but was left in scoring position. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And Mora skies one into short right field. Cody Orr takes two steps in on it. Now drifts forward a little more and camps his feet, makes the catch. The inning has come to a close. They do put a hit on the board for Ethan Hearn. A single, but no runs on one hit. No errors and a man left on for Myrtle Beach in the sixth inning. We are heading to the final three innings of tonight's contest, and the Pelicans lead the Woodpeckers. Yuri Ramirez begins the top of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, and the first pitch from Giovanni Cabrera misses inside. The count is 1-0. Fayetteville trails the Pelicans 3-1, upper hand in the series on the line tonight. Yuri Ramirez spoils one back and out of play, and one strike count. Freddie Guillamo will bat, and Jackson Hallmark, the 8-9-1, taking on Cabrera in his third inning of work. Miguel Palma hit a solo home run for Fayetteville's first run of the night in the sixth. There's a slider that breaks to the middle. Yuri Ramirez didn't like the call, and it's 1-2. No one looked like a strike. They'll give Juan Gomez the benefit of the doubt there. Now the 1-2 pitch, and Ramirez pops it up way up there, and it'll not escape the infield. Mora drifting over from second base towards the foul line, and he secures it with two hands. Ramirez pops out and goes to 0-2. Here's Freddie Guillamo. Freddie's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And the first one home is a high fastball. It is 1-0. Infield, outfield, straight up against Freddie. And here's the pitch. Low and away fastball. 2-2. Now the pitch. And Guillamo cracks this one way out to the left, but this will hook foul. And Guillamo in a two-ball, one-strike count. Most of the sun has left the diamond. Shadows starting to consume the field of play, and the stadium lights have flicked on. The 2-1 pitch is called a strike at the bottom of the zone. 2-2. The winding 2-2 pitch from Cabrera. A slider strikes out Guillamo. Went down swinging, and that was not a competitive swing by Guillamo. It was very late identifying the slider out of the hand. So Guillamo goes to 0-3 with three strikeouts. His batting average has now creeped down to 129 on the season. And Buddy Bailey is walking out to the mound. He's going to take the ball from Yovani Cabrera. Cabrera, good night. He goes one time through the Fayetteville lineup card, and that's all for him. 2 2/3 today. He strikes out five woodpeckers, gives up the one run on the home run, and gets some high fives from his teammates as he goes down the stairwell of the dugout. A new Myrtle Beach reliever is coming in to tell you about. A right-hander will take over and face Jackson Hallmark with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the seventh. The Pelicans lead 3-1 when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Angel Gonzalez is the new Myrtle Beach reliever coming from the bullpen. Two outs, nobody on base in this top of the seventh. And Jackson Hallmark at the top of the order bats for a fourth time tonight. He's reached on a walk but is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. In the very first pitch, a fastball runs inside on him, backs him away, and it's 1-0. Angel Gonzalez, a 1-1 record, a 4.96 ERA, and pitching in his 12th game out of the Myrtle Beach bullpen. He's gone 16 and a third innings, allowed 9 earned runs, 2 home runs, 10 walks, and 15 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball down towards Hallmark's back foot. It's 2-0. This is his second time pitching in this series. He threw on Tuesday in the opener and went an inning and a third, allowing a home run and a pair of earned runs. The 2-0 pitch is grounded left side. That will squeeze through between Triantos and Made, and Jackson Hallmark comes up with a base hit and extends his modest hitting streak. He has a base hit in every single game he has started this week. He's out to a four-game streak, and that's now his longest hitting streak of the year. He'll go to 1-for-3 on the fourth hit tonight for the Fayetteville lineup. And it brings up Leo Stanny Molina, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Tough night for Molina, trying to turn it around. First pitch to him, outside slider. Jackson Hallmark reached on that walk in the third. And after staying patient down at first base, he chose the right time to go. He broke for second and came up with his 17th stolen base of the year. See if he's off and moving again. A look that way. Left leg kick, and Hallmark's on the run. Second is high, and Hallmark slides in underneath the tag by Mora. He's got his second stolen base of the night and his 18th of the season. And Hallmark has just been choosing the right time to go tonight. Didn't go on the first pitch right away. He wanted to kind of lull Gonzalez into it and blitzed on a high fastball. It wasn't a very great pitch to steal on, but the throw from Hearn ended up way too high. Foul ball into the screen by Molina, and he's behind 1-2. Woodpeckers are now 2-for-2 in stolen bases against Hearn, both by Hallmark. One base hit here could make this game awful interesting. The 1-2 is an inside changeup, and it leans Molina out of the way. Two balls and two strikes. The Woodpeckers hitter that took Gonzalez deep on Tuesday was Rainier Rivas. That was in the eighth inning. That go-ahead home run that made it 3-2. The 2-2 pitch is bounced towards second base, right where Mora is stationed. He comes in a couple of steps, fields with one hand, and throws over to first on the run to get Molina and end the inning. Fayetteville puts Hallmark on to second but can't bring him around. And this remains a 3-1 ball game as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Stretch time in Myrtle Beach on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the seventh inning, we are all stretched out at Pelicans Ballpark. And Alex Santos is back on the mound facing Kevin Mate, the 2, 3, and 4 of the Pelicans order. Mate is flat out to center, reached down a fielder's choice and scored, and actually flat out twice to center field tonight. And is a combined 0-for-3. Checks his swing on a slider in the dirt. He went too far, and it's 1-1. Alex Santos, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and another slider. Alex looking sharp tonight, coming out of the bullpen. He went 1-2-3 in the fifth, struck out a man in the sixth, and worked around a two-out single from Ethan Hearn. The 1-2 offering. Mate swings and hits one on the ground. Hallmark dives, and it kicks off of his glove into left field. That ball pulled Hallmark to his left. It was pretty well hit by Mate. He didn't have much time to go left, and Hallmark with a bit of leather on it. Kicked off the top part of the mitt and carried its momentum into left field. Kevin Mate will go to 1-for-4. That's the seventh hit of this game for Myrtle Beach. And now James Triantos, right-handed hitting third baseman, steps in. Santos working out of the stretch. Hasn't had to do so much today. And a first pitch slider carries to the outside corner. It's 1-0. I just missed off that outer portion of the zone. Pretty big hole on the right side. Low Perfido over the middle from second. The 1-0 pitch. Low changeup. Count to two balls and no strikes. Woodpeckers' lone run tonight. A Miguel Palma solo home run in the sixth inning. They have a run on four base hits. Here's the 2-0 from Santos. A fastball center cut to bring it to 2-1. Starter Carlos Calderon battled control issues tonight, walking five and going only 3 2/3. Fastball outside corner, hit the black. Good one, it's 2-2. Velocity for Santos at about 92 miles an hour tonight. Flashed a couple of 93s as well with that fastball. Triantos steps out and he wants to adjust those batting gloves. He re-velcros the gloves and steps back in. Short lead off of first for Mate, the 2-2 coming home. Tranto sticks the bat out, rolls it softly towards short. Molina picks up, throws, steps on second, throws to first. It's wild beyond Guillamo, and the throw goes down the steps of the camera well and will grant Tranto second base. So Triantos will end up getting into scoring position. It'll be a fielder's choice for him. He'll go to 1-for-3 on the evening. And Kevin Alcantara will come up in another spot to try and drive home some runners. This is the third time in this game that he has gotten a bat with a man in scoring position. The first pitch is a fastball off the outside, and it's 1-0. Alcantara, the only time he hit with nobody on base, that was when he led off the fifth inning. So the cleanup hitter has been getting the opportunities to do what he is supposed to do. Outside slider, but called to strike. The zone expands on Alcantara, and it's 1-1. His RBI single in the second inning, giving him a Carolina League leading 60 ribbies. Slider down and away. Two balls, one strike, and that seems to be the scouting report right here against Alcantara. Don't give him anything on the inner half of the plate or something up in the zone that he can tattoo. Santos trying to give him stuff low and outside. The 2-1 pitch, low and outside. Slider missed. Two ball, and make it three balls and one strike. Ezekiel Pagan, the switch hitter, is on deck. A look to second where Triantos leads, and the pitch is down and in. Santos loses Alcantara. Mentioned those control issues for Carlos Calderon. All five of his walks came over his first two innings, and that's the first walk given up by a Fayetteville pitcher since the second. So in that middle chunk of innings, the Woodpeckers did a good job between Wenzel, Calderon, and Santos of throwing strikes. Six walks now surrendered, and Ezekiel Pagan takes the first pitch low for a changeup. It's 1-0. Taranto Contra aboard first. The 1-0 pitch, Pagan swings and pops it back and out of play. One ball, one strike, one out in the bottom of the seventh, and the Pelicans leading 3-1. Pagan has walked and also flied out to center field. Getaway slider almost sails over his head. Palma able to pop out of the crouch and bring it in before it got wild. 2-1 on Pagan. And he also had a fluke play, a line drive that he hit towards the mound. Carlos Calderon was on the mound. It hit him in the in the leg and deflected over towards first, where Guillamo was able to pick it up and hustle the bag to retire Calderon. And unfortunately now the trainer is coming to look at Alex Santos. Eric Braun has made his way out of the dugout, and Alex Santos is pointing at his right hand. I think he has a blister developing right now. Either that or a fingernail that's given him some problems. He has left the field of play, but it looks like he's going to try and stay in this game. Alex Santos hustles off the field with the trainer Eric Braun, and they're going to try and quickly tape up that finger to some degree and rush Alex back out there. Fayetteville's going to get the bullpen started just in case Santos can't carry on, but right now Eric Braun doing what athletic trainers are supposed to do, and that's work under pressure. And right now he's hustling to try and get Alex right, and hopefully the finger issue not something that's going to remove him from this game, because overall he has been pitching well. This gives us an opportunity to turn back to the out-of-town scoreboard tonight, where the Down East Wood Ducks have completed a 5-2 win over the Columbia Fireflies. Top team in the South Division fall tonight. Down East got a home run from Yosi Galan, his second to make it his 11th of the year. And Cam Colley, who hit his first professional home run in Fayetteville last week, he hits his second of the season. Down East won yesterday's game as well. And the top team in the South on a little bit of a skid, a three-game losing streak for the Fireflies. That gave Kannapolis a chance to try and get to the top of the division tonight, and they do lead 5-2 over Salem in the bottom of the seventh inning. Carolina beats Delmarva convincingly, 10-2 the final. Augusta blowing out Fredericksburg in the bottom of the seventh, 8-0 the score there, and Charleston with a 1-0 advantage over Lynchburg in the top of the seventh inning. The River Dogs out to a little bit of a sluggish start. They've lost three in a row and are 8-10 over 18 second half games. Alex Santos is now out of the dugout. He's out there on the mound and he's throwing some warm-up tosses to make sure he's okay. And we'll keep an eye on that right hand. It's one of the fingers where a blister might be developing, but he wants to stay in the game. Ezekiel Pagan is ready now after a long pause. It's a 2-1 count. Runners at first and second. Pitch is down in the dirt, and both runners will advance. Palma actually blocked the ball, and he gets a throw down to third. It's a one-hopper smothered by Hallmark. He doesn't get a tag down. Triantos makes it to third, and Alcantara to second base, and Santos with his taped-up finger uncorks a wild pitch on the very first throw. Trying to zoom in on which finger it is that's taped up right now for Alex. Looked like it was either the ring finger or the pinky. The 1-1 is fouled back in over the net into a sweep. So it's 2-2 on Pagan. Woodpecker's infield is playing in towards the grass, trying to keep the two-run deficit where it is. The 2-2 pitch, Pagan strikes out swinging. And he got a little bit of a contact, a foul tip even on that low changeup, and Palma was able to squeeze it behind the plate. Alex Santos bounces back after uncorking the wild pitch and picks up the second out of the seventh inning. Runners hold Alcantara, now Jose Uma is into the right side. And the first pitch from Santos is a changeup on the outside corner. It's called a strike, 0-1. Uma is 0-3. He has rolled out to first, bounced out to the pitcher, and also flied out to right field. Slider down and away. One ball, one strike count. The belt high set from Santos. A peek to second. Here's the 1-1. And it's outside. Another slider miss. 2-1 on Felix Stevens, who came on as a pinch hitter for Jose Uma in the fifth inning. Swings at a fastball. It's 2-2. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Popped out of play right side. And it stays even. And Stevens actually broke the bat. He flicks it aside to the bat boy and gets a new piece of lumber. The Astros are playing tonight. Their series, their California road trip has come to a close, and now they're hosting the Athletics. That was earlier today. And they win 5-0 over the A's to improve to 59-31 overall. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and the pitch. Fastball down and outside. Full count. Payoff pitch to Stevens. Outside, ball 4. Jacob Wetzel is the new left-handed batter. Bases loaded for the Pelicans. This is the third time tonight they've loaded the bases. And Santos misses just off the inside with a first pitch changeup. 1-0 on Wetzel. Wetzel drew a walk and scored in the second inning. That three-run inning for the Pelicans that is still propping up their 3-1 lead. Fastball right over the middle, called a strike by Juan Gomez, and it's 1-1. Wetzel has singled as well, been caught stealing, and struck out his last time facing Santos in the sixth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Slider just a little bit inside off of the plate. And now they're trying to steal. Here comes the throw, and the runner is safe. James Triantos caught Alex Santos off guard. Palma threw the ball back to Santos. Santos was walking up the mound. He turned his back, and Triantos broke for the plate. Santos threw the ball home. Palma tried to drop the tag, but the ball popped out of his glove, and Myrtle Beach is extended to a 4-1 lead. That is just heads-up aggressive base running by Triantos to steal home. Meanwhile, Alcantara made it to third. And Stevens a short lead off of first. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And it's called strike 3 on the upper inside corner. And Alex Santos gets out of the inning. He doesn't allow an RBI hit, but some crafty base run. Grabs another run for the Pelicans. It's 4-1 as we go to the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Part of the order gets to start this top of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers. They trail the Pelicans 4-1. Joey Loperfido swings at the head of the first base bag. 0-1 the count. Angel Gonzalez is back out there on the mound. He worked in the seventh, came in behind Yovani Cabrera, inherited a runner on second base, and got Leo Stanley Molina to bounce out and end the inning. So now he gets to start a clean inning. Loperfido tonight is 0-3 with an error. He's reached on an error, a ground out to second base, and also a fly out to left field. Fastball low and away, and the count is 1-1. One run on four base hits and an error for the Woodpeckers. Here's the 1-1 home, and a two-seam fastball tails to the outside. It missed. Two balls and a strike. Cerny next, and Palma in the hole. Lone run tonight, the Miguel Palma solo home run in the sixth. Loperfido stays off an up-and-away fastball. The count is three balls and a strike. Loperfido's average has dipped off to 295 now with his 3-for-18 series. 3-1 home. Outside, and he's drawn a walk. Leadoff man aboard. There have not been too many of those tonight. That's the first walk for the Woodpeckers since the third inning. And the third in the game given up by the Myrtle Beach staff. The new hitter is righty Logan Cerny, the cleanup man, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. And Loperfido is running. The pitch is high. Here comes the throw down from Hearn. Not in time. Loperfido with a pop-up slide going feet first into the bag. And the Woodpeckers are now 3-for-3 going against Hearn. Hallmark with a pair. And Loperfido has one. Joey ends up stealing his 24th base of the year. Behind Cerny, the 1-0. And Logan cuts it a fastball. It was just underneath it. 97 flashes on the stadium radar gun on that high heater. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Cerny takes low. Two balls and a strike. Cerny was 0-for-4 on Thursday night. Joe Thon gave him a day off yesterday, but tonight 0-for-3. So he's looking for his first base hit since Wednesday in game two of the series. Two ball, one strike pitch. And it's very far outside. A slider got away from Gonzalez, and it didn't look like he had his landing point quite right there. And now he's called for time, and he's it's a jewelry timeout here. It's jewelry that he was wearing around his neck, a couple of necklaces. They popped loose from underneath his uniform, and he wants to rearrange them. So he gets the chance to do so. That'll serve as one of his step-offs, and now a 3-1 count on Cerny. Here's the pitch. And he chops it out towards third. It is fielded on the foul side of the line by Triantos. So a full count, 3-2 on Logan Cerny. Miguel Palma waiting on deck, and he's had a big night. He has half the Woodpeckers' hits and all of the offense. 2-for-3 with a double and a home run. He'd love to get him up with two base runners aboard, especially with the speed of Loperfido and Cerny. 4-1 Myrtle Beach. The payoff pitch is hit up the middle, past the mound. Shifted over was Mora. He grabs it before it gets to center and throws to first to retire Cerny. Logan Cerny has the shift, steal away a base hit. Mora was as far over as he could go towards second base. Again, you have to have two fielders on each side of the bag. And Logan Cerny, unfortunately, put it right to the shifted second baseman. He'll go Loperfido to third. And here is Miguel Palma. First pitch from Gonzalez is a down and outside slider smothered by Hearn. One ball and no strike count on Palma. He hit a double in the fourth inning onto the right center field warning track and cranked the home run over the left field wall back into sixth, his sixth of the year. Goes after a high fastball and dumps it into the screen. It is 1-1. One pitch. In on the hands, and Palma held a swing, and that'll be called. Oh, I guess it. They put it. I guess it just nicked the handle of his bat. Barely grazed it. That was an inside changeup and more of a protection swing than anything for Palma. He didn't go the whole way. He didn't cross the plane, but that ball just barely, I think, hit him near the knuckles. So one ball, two strike hole for Palma. And here's the pitch. Slider outside. 2-2. Cody Orr stands on deck. Woodpeckers with five outs to play with tonight. They need three runs to tie, four to go in front. So every out needs to be productive at this stage. Every base runner has to be brought home. Fayetteville, up until this eighth inning, has left seven aboard tonight. And four of those have been left in scoring position. Yesterday was also five runners left on in scoring position and six total. Trying to capitalize here in the eighth. Only run on the Palma solo home run in the sixth. The brief meeting between Hearn and Gonzalez. Now the pitch home and Palma whacks it foul. That was a high fastball, 97 miles an hour. Catch it if you can, and Palma got a piece. A little bit of a shift on against Palma. Mora again towards the middle. Pretty good size hole on the right. Workington straight up at first. The 2-2 pitch. Palma rockets a line drive. Left field line. That is a fair ball, and it gets into the corner. Loperfido scores from third. Palma's hustling to second. Here comes the throw from Pagan. It is not in time. Offline at second. Workington backs it up. Miguel Palma has driven in both Fayetteville runs. It's now a 4-2 game. And he has his second double of the night. This time he drives in a run. Two ribbies, a 3-for-4 game, three extra base hits. Miguel Palma with eight total bases, the two doubles and the home run. He has been the whole offense tonight. And now a meeting on the mound with the pitching coach who we haven't seen yet tonight, Clayton Mortensen. He's made the trek out to the mound with the entire infield. And now this game gets interesting. You have the tied run coming to the plate. Cody Orr stepping in. Miguel Palma with RBI number 29 of the year. He has 11 doubles now also with his two-double night. Cody Orr, 0-for-3, takes the first pitch below the zone. 1-0. Gonzalez is the second reliever to pitch tonight for the Pelicans, the third pitcher behind Porter Hodge and Yovani Cabrera. And after the meeting on the mound, you have to imagine that that right field bullpen may have activated for the Pelicans. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And Orr gets drilled. Fastball runs inside and drills him in the middle of the back. And now he's been hit again tonight. And the tying run will be on base. Angel Gonzalez has lost the feel for his pitches. He missed very far outside and low with the slider. And then beans Orr with a fastball. And it puts the go-ahead run to the plate, Rainier Rivas. Yesterday was an inside breaking ball that clipped Orr on his left shoulder. This time around, it was a fastball that got him square. Rainier Rivas is 1-for-3 with an infield single back in the second. He swings at the first one and hits it foul back into the screen. Pretty sure Orr was hit with mid-90s right there, and I'm surprised he was able to stay on his feet. He shook it off. First and second, the runners. One away in the eighth inning. Rivas swings and hits a pop fly down the left field side. That'll tail foul and into the concourse. The Woodpeckers have trailed all night long after a three-run Myrtle Beach second inning, but trying to stay in it. Two-run ball game with the series upper hand on the line. The 0-2 pitch outside. Good take by Rivas, 1-2. Rivas has come up with a big swing this week. It was a go-ahead home run on Tuesday night in the eighth inning that put the Woodpeckers ahead 3-2. A lot of left-handed power for Rivas. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball that gets him swinging. Strikeout for Rivas. He'll go to 1-for-4. Looked like he just wasn't ready for the heat. Might have been thinking slider. It was late getting to that ball, and Yuri Ramirez stepping up, but it seems as though he will face a new arm of the Pelicans. And his 34th season as a minor league manager has made the run, the walk, I should say, out to the mound, and he's going to take Angel Gonzalez out of this game and allow a new arm to face Ramirez with two Fayetteville runners on. The tying runs on base. Looks to be a right-hander coming on out of the bullpen. So we'll step aside for a brief break, tell you about the new Myrtle Beach reliever when we return. 4-2, Pelicans leading, but the tying runs are on for the Woodpeckers with two outs in the eighth, and Yuri Shremira is stepping to the plate next. Luis Ramirez is hitting with runners at first and second. Woodpeckers trailing 4-2 in the top of the eighth with two away. And new left-hander Chase Watkins taking over. His first pitch to Ramirez is a down and in slider. Ramirez checks his swing and goes too far. It's 0-1. Luis tonight has walked, struck out, and popped out to short. You're just joining us. Miguel Palma is having one of the nights of his season. 3-for-4 with a home run, two doubles. His most recent, an RBI double in this eighth, scoring Joey Loperfido and cutting it to two. After Palmer reached, Cody Orr was hit by a pitch. Rivas struck out, and Angel Gonzalez was lifted from this game. The 0-1 to Ramirez is popped up and back out of play. He's quickly down in a nothing and two hole. Chase Watkins, 1-1 record, 4.68 ERA. This is a save opportunity for him if he carries on throughout the ninth. His 16th appearance. Doesn't have a save this year. Hasn't had an opportunity this year. 25 innings, 11 walks, and 32 strikeouts. He's at the belt. He throws the 0-2. Ramirez takes a breaking ball down and in. It missed. And it's 1-2. On two separate occasions now, Fayetteville has cut the lead to two. It was 3-1 after six innings. Myrtle Beach got a run back in the home seventh. And now the Woodpeckers back to within 4-2. Tying runs on and time called. Chase Watkins pitching for the second time this week. He faced the Woodpeckers on Wednesday in game two of the series and pitched a scoreless, hitless inning. One ball, two strike pitch from the lefty to Ramirez. And he foul tips it back of home. Two runs, five hits, an error tonight for the Woodpeckers. Four runs, seven hits, and two errors. Augusta on their way to beating Fredericksburg tonight. So if they win and the Woodpeckers lose, the Woodpeckers would be at the bottom of the Carolina League South Division. One ball, two strike pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider. Down goes Ramirez, and that ends the threat. That ball really tied him up. Started to the middle and cut to below his knees on the inside, and Watkins gets a big strikeout, ending the Fayetteville threat and keeping two on base and keeping this ball game 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. The Pelicans doubling up the Woodpeckers tonight, 4-2. Matt Workington leads off the eighth and takes a first pitch fastball strike from new Fayetteville right-hander Jacob DeLabio. He takes over for Alex Santos. Santos dealt with what seemed to be a minor blister issue in the seventh. Had to run down into the dugout, get the finger taped up. And instead of rolling him out there for a fourth inning of work, they'll go to DeLabio. Final line for Santos tonight. Three innings, two hits, one run, two walks, and three strikeouts. The pitch to Workington is a slider down and outside. Two balls and one strike. Workington and Ethan Hearn will start the inning, and then Juan Mora stands in the hole at the top of the Myrtle Beach lineup. Loperfido shifted towards the middle, over from second base. Workington is one for three with a single and loops this pitch foul over the first base netting and over the roof, 2-2. Jacob DeLabio leads in, nods the head, sets at the shoulders, throws a high fastball to bring it full on Workington, 3-2, 95 miles an hour on that throw from DeLabio. He enters in tonight 0-2. Both of his losses coming in extra inning ball games where he allowed the extra runner to score in walk-off fashion. He has just a .87 ERA over eight games this year. He's gone 10 and a third total innings, allowing just one earned run over that stretch. Three total runs, two of those coming in extra innings. Nine hits, four walks, 13 strikeouts. He hasn't pitched a ton this year, but he's been one of the very dependable arms for the Woodpeckers. This ball is grounded sharply inside of the third baseline. Hallmark fields, and the ball sails off the first base bag. Guillamo has to jump over to grab it, and Matt Workington has another single. He's 2-for-4. Leadoff man on, and now it's the left-handed hitting catcher, Ethan Hearn. Labio works from the first base side of the rubber. First pitch, fastball, fouled back into the screen. 94 from DeLabio. Good to see that velocity where it is for Jacob. 94, 95 consistently with the fastball. He started the year in the low 90s, 90, 91, and he knew it. He said it. Didn't feel like something was right. The velocity wasn't quite there coming out of spring training. And sure enough, he ended up on the injured list. Went through a throwing program out at West Palm Beach. Got back onto the Woodpeckers active roster where he started the season. And he had that extra 3-4 miles per hour that he was looking for on his fastball. 1-1 the count. Hearn ready the pitch. Is a slider that misses a little bit high. And it's 2-1. DeLabio last pitched against Down East on July 9th. It's been a week since he was on the mound, and in that game he went two scoreless innings. Allowed one hit, struck out three, and a fastball swing and miss from Hearn. Two balls and two strikes. Slider to the bat dog, waiting down on the stairwell, hoping he has a chance to retrieve another stick. Two balls inside, and it almost hit Hearn. Change up. The infield is shifted against the lefty. Hallmark is way off of that third baseline, playing almost a deep shortstop position. Molina as far over towards the middle as he can go, and Lo Profito playing pretty deep over at second base, a little bit towards that first baseline. Guillamo holding Workington on first. Short lead for him, not a threat to go. Time is called by the batter. Ethan Hearn. Hearn started to run up the first baseline. I think he thought that DeLabio committed a pitch clock violation. And now a fastball misses down and inside. I don't know where that missed. And Hearn's going to go up to first. That was a really well-placed fastball by Jacob DeLabio. Good take by Hearn. You have to give it to him if it was a borderline pitch. And first two runners have reached in this eighth inning. On the single and the walk, now with Juan Mora, the batter, and the first pitch is wild. It gets to the backstop, and both runners will advance. Workington goes to third. Hearn to second base. Want to know on Mora. DeLabio the high set. Here it comes. The whole infield playing in, and a fastball runs inside on Mora. 2-0. Mora's ended up on base in three of his four plate appearances. Walked in the first and the double in the fourth, all a part of a 1-for-3 night. 2-0. Bouncing ball hit towards third. That'll get foul. Two balls and a strike on Mora. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, 3-1. Mentioned the Astros in their 5-0 win today at home against the Oakland Athletics. Justin Verlander struck out 10 Oakland A's in the win today over 6 innings. He has dropped his season ERA to 1.89. Here's a bouncing ball hit towards third. Hallmark knocks it down with a backhand, but it gets by him and trickles up the left field line. It'll score both runs. In from third is Workington. Hearn comes around from second, and Juan Mora gets to second base with a 2-run double. Six to two Pelicans. And just the second and third earned runs allowed by Jacob DeLabio this year. And John Kovalik will go to the mound to have a chat with DeLabio. Jackson Hallmark did everything he could on that ball. That was hard hit along the third baseline. Barely tucked inside of the bag. Hallmark made a dive at it. Got a piece of it with the top of his glove, but it had enough juice behind it to kick over him and roll softly up that left field line. And Rainier Rivas had a long way to run to pick that ball up. Allowed both runners to easily score. Even Matt Workington, just to show you how close Hallmark made that play, he dove back into the third base bag. He thought that Hallmark might have caught that ball on a line. It kind of short hopped him as it got to third. He thought that Hallmark caught the ball, but instead got through him, and then Workington went to his feet and came home to score. And a fastball is down and inside. That is a huge 2-run double by Mora. His second double of the game. And a 4-run deficit in the 9th inning, at least 4 runs right now, as the pitch is down in the dirt, kicks away from Palma. And Mora goes to third base on the wild pitch. That is next to impossible to overcome against this Myrtle Beach bullpen. That is one of the best in the league at locking down late leads. For the Astros today, Martin Maldonado hit a grand slam, his 9th home run of the year. That was in the bottom of the 2nd inning and offered the Astros plenty of run support to go on and win in the shutout. One more run was added on in the 4th inning on an RBI base hit from Chaz McCormick. 2-1 count now on Kevin Mate, who is 1-for-4, a single his last time in the 7th against Santos. And he chops one foul down the camera well of the third base dugout. The count is even at 2-2. Season ERA for DeLabio goes from sub 1.87 up to 2.61 on that one swing by Juan Mora. 2-2 to Mate. Is hit on a line, out to short, and it short hops. Molina gets underneath him. Into left field it goes. Mora scores from third. RBI hit for Mate. And the Pelicans are now piling on at 7-2. Most runs Jacob DeLabio has given up in an inning this season. Now James Trianto steps in. And the first pitch to him is popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Guillamo, and that gets just over the net and falls into the first row of seats. Even the pop flies right now aren't going the way of DeLabio. Couple feet more shallow towards home plate, and Palma would have been able to catch that ball and give DeLabio his much needed first out of the 8th inning. The Asheville Tourists, they won yesterday. Tonight they're playing Winston-Salem in the Dash again, and they put up 14 runs the other day. Today they've put up 10. They're up 10-5 on Winston-Salem in the top of the eighth inning, and Asheville are trying to win their 35th game of the year. The 0-1 is down and outside. Woodpeckers bullpen has now activated. A right-hander is starting to loosen in case DeLavio needs some help here. For Asheville today, they got a two-double and triple game out of Chad Stevens. Big-time night for him, and this pitch runs inside, and it's a strike. It actually hit the bat of Triantos, and it also hit him. It was an inside fastball. He claims it hit him straight up, but Juan Gomez saying that it hit the handle of the bat and then came in and hit a Triantos in the arm area, a fluky pitch. It'll go down as a foul ball and a strike, and Triantos now going to be nursing a sore right arm. DeLavio ahead 1-2. Quincy Hamilton also doubled today. Chad Stevens has driven in two. J.C. Correa, a 4-for-4 game. And a check swing on a slider low, and Triantos is out. Home plate umpire Juan Gomez says he went. Triantos is walking away from home plate, not friends with the plate umpire. He won't argue too much in a 5-run game. But there's the much-needed first out by Jacob DeLavio as had to throw 27 pitches now in this inning, and he faces Kevin Alcantara. Here's the first pitch. And Alcantara pops this one up behind the first base bag. Guillamo going out on it. Gives way to Joey Loperfido. He sprints all the way over into foul territory near the warning track and makes the catch in front of the rain tarp. Slider comes back out to take the baseball bat, and there's two gone for Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan has reached on a walk, but is 0-for-3. Struck out his last time in the seventh against Santos. Slider called a strike on the inner half of the plate. And on the mound today for the Asheville Tourists, Dios Merky Taveras had a great night. 5 shutout innings with no walks and 6 strikeouts. Jacob Coates was roughed up, however. The former Woodpecker allowed 3 hits and 4 earned runs and did not record an out in the sixth inning. He was pulled in way of Aaron Brown, who's since gone 3 innings in relief and allowed just 1 run. Jacob Coates is having a tough time in high A. 1-1 home, and it misses low. He has an 8.34 ERA. After really dominating with the Woodpeckers, could be possible that we end up seeing him back in Fayetteville if the numbers don't get better for Coates soon. 2-ball, 1-strike pitch is swung on and missed by Pagan. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Thing is, Jacob Coates really showed that he could dominate at this level with his high-velocity stuff, throwing 97, 98. There's a lot of guys that just couldn't catch up to him in this Carolina League. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch to Pagan, and here it is. He swings and dribbles one foul along the third baseline. You also have the Corpus Christi Hooks, who are playing tonight. They are hosting Naturals in a back-and-forth game of the early going. It's already 5-4 in the bottom of the second. And there's been a combined 12 hits in that game through the first 2 innings. 2-2 pitch is bounced right side, skips between the runner's legs, and Loperfido collects and throws short over to first and ends the inning. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans add 3 at the bottom of the eighth inning to go in front 5. They have plenty of insurance and need just 3 more outs to take the upper hand in this series and win their 3rd straight against Fayetteville. It is the lefty, Chase Watkins, going back out to the mound. He'll face Guillamo, Hallmark, and Molina when we go to the top of the ninth in a moment.
Don't you ever say you've been
Woodpeckers in a tough spot tonight. 7-2. They trail in the top of the ninth inning. Freddie Guillamo leads it off against lefty Chase Watkins. And the first pitch down and inside. I thought Fayetteville had a chance at a late inning comeback tonight when they got a run on the board in the top of the eighth. Made it a 4-2 game, but three runs score against Jacob DeLabio in the eighth and all but iced this thing. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Guillamo, and he swings and misses at a lone in change. 1-1. Guillamo, Hallmark, and Molina. The 9-1-2 batting in this ninth inning. It's been the Miguel Palma show tonight on the offensive side. He's driven home both runs. 1-1, and Guillamo hacks at a high slider. One ball and two strikes. Palma has an RBI double. That's how the run scored in the eighth, and the solo home run. He's brought home both. 1-2 pitch, slider, and it is punched foul into the netting above the dugout. Freddie Guillamo trying to avoid the golden sombrero tonight. He is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Chase Watkins begins the motion, delivers the 1-2 pitch. Guillamo checks the swing on an inside slider, and it went to the backstop. He held the hands, 2-2. Two nights after they strike out 17 times, that was in the Thursday night ball game. The Woodpeckers have tied that total tonight. Another 17 strikeouts for the offense. Two ball, two strike pitch. Guillamo strikes out for a fourth time. Here is Jackson Hallmark. And a first pitch fastball clips the outside corner of the zone, 0-1. Hallmark is K'd twice and also singled to extend four games. Reached twice with a walk as well and stolen a base. Well, Hallmark getting the opportunity to hit in the leadoff spot tonight, at the very least, has found ways to get on about 50% of the time. And a swing and a miss at a slider on the 0-2. Down he goes on three pitches. 19 strikeouts for the Woodpeckers tonight. And it is officially the most strikeouts now for the Woodpeckers over a nine-inning game this season. 21, the season high, in a 10-inning ball game. Leo Stanley Molina, 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Swings the first pitch, rolls it to second base. It's collected by Mora. His throw to first ends the ball game, and the Pelicans win tonight 7-2. Postgame show coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside Pelicans Ballpark for the final time tonight. Andrew Chapman with you on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Tonight, Fayetteville falls to Myrtle Beach in a third in this series, 3-2. 7-2 the final score tonight for Myrtle Beach. This was a close game, a two-run game in the bottom of the eighth, but Myrtle Beach added all the insurance they needed, three runs to go in front to big and win by five tonight, dropping the Woodpeckers to 37-47 on the year, and they are now 6-13 in the second half of play, now situated at the bottom of the Carolina League South Division. The win improves Myrtle Beach to a minor league best record of 58-28, and they go to 11-9 in the second half. The win tonight ends up going to the reliever for Myrtle Beach, Giovanni Cabrera, who came on in the fifth inning and pitched 2 2/3, giving up a run, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He goes to 1-1, getting his first winning decision of the year in his third appearance, and Carlos Calderon suffers the loss tonight. He gave up 3 Myrtle Beach runs in the bottom of the second inning, and they led for the rest of the way after going in front 3-0. Calderon, the loss, 2-4. Chase Watkins came on in the eighth inning, inherited a 2-run ball game out of the bullpen, got the final 5 outs, and he records the save, his first of the season. Final line scores, Myrtle Beach 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. The Woodpeckers 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. The big offensive MVP for Fayetteville tonight was Miguel Palma. He finished 3-4. Miguel Palma with a pair of doubles, 8 total bases in this game, or the most total bases in a game for Miguel Palma this year. A solo home run in the sixth, his sixth of the year, that made it at the time a 3-1 game. And then he added the RBI double in the eighth to turn it to 4-2. So each time the Woodpeckers flirted with a comeback tonight, it was thanks to an RBI swing from Miguel Palma. But the runners left on base was an issue again tonight for the Woodpeckers. They strand 9 runners on base, 5 of which were in scoring position, and they go a combined 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position tonight. And they also struck out a whole lot. 19 of the 27 outs were strikeouts, the most in a 9-inning game this season for the Woodpeckers. Meanwhile, Myrtle Beach, they walked 8 times. That was also an issue tonight, struck out 5 times as an offense. Final time of game, 2 hours and 49 minutes tonight at Pelicans Ballpark in front of a Saturday night crowd of 4,569. With that, we turn the page to tomorrow, the series conclusion from Pelicans Ballpark, and unlike our normal daytime Sunday ball games, tomorrow will be a late one, 6:30 first pitch, a postgame fireworks show in store for the fans out here as we gear up towards the All-Star break beginning on Monday. And in the series conclusion tomorrow, right-hander Brian Salgado will get the ball for the Woodpeckers. He is 6-4 with a 4.00 ERA, and he'll take on right-hander Tyler Schlaefer, who pitched the opener on Tuesday, and he is 4-3 with a 3.98 ERA. Our coverage of Woodpeckers baseball begins at 6:20 tomorrow night, again with the first pitch at 6:35 p.m. between Salgado and Tyler Schlapper as we wrap up this series. Myrtle Beach has guaranteed themselves a split with tonight's win. The Woodpeckers, who took the games on Tuesday and Wednesday, will hope to grab the split tomorrow and avoid dropping this road series and losing four straight. Again, with the win tonight, the Pelicans are now 58-28. They are 11-9 in the second half. The Woodpeckers fall to 37-47 and are 6-13 over the first 19 second-half ball games. A big thanks to Colin Casey, managing the broadcast tonight, monitoring things, updating the social media from his family's home in Massachusetts. Looking forward to having Colin back on the broadcast in a little over a week when we're back at Segra Stadium on July 26th, hosting the Carolina Mudcats for the start of a six-game homestand. And the biggest thanks to all of you, the Woodpeckers fans, who tuned us in tonight at Pelicans Ballpark, whether it was for one pitch, one inning, or the full ball game. We appreciate you making us a part of your Saturday night weekend plans. And we hope you do tomorrow right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. And you can also catch the Myrtle Beach side of the broadcast on MILB.TV. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina and Pelicans Ballpark. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the air for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Tonight's final, the Pelicans win 7-2. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Myrtle Beach right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Good night.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.